Blog Talk Radio.
We are live coming to you directly from the East Coast and the West Coast. This is With All Due Respect. My name is Jim Ellis. I'm the co-host of With All Due Respect here on the West Coast in San Diego, and over way to the east. Oh, for him, it's like right where he's sitting. Who do we have on the other side? Who we got?
You got Rick Wright, a.k.a. Rick Wright.
That's awesome.
See what I did there?
So how are you doing today, Mr. Wright?
Today has been a fantastic day. And I don't know if it's just a good day or if it's just not as shitty as the last four.
Yeah. I guess always this time of year it's kind of a little hectic. Yeah, it's a little hectic, but I don't know. I guess they throw in a little Mercury retrograde, and I don't know. Just kind of go with the flow. I did notice if you try to move forward or progress on certain projects and things, the kind of things slow down. But if you ever want to clean shit up from the past, like, I don't know, maybe you have an unresolved with a friend, that stuff can happen quick for some reason this time of year. Maybe that's why they put Christmas right here, so we can all get with the family and clean shit up. I don't know. Just kind of rambling.
Hey, if you mentioned something, and I saw you posted it, right? Because I really get, you know, energy is huge, right? So what's the deal? So are we in, you know, because I know this Mercury retrograde, it was right at the end of the summer, it was like someone mentioned something, and I was like, oh, my God, this was hell. What's going on right now, like, as far as the constellations? Like, is that, what do we got? What do we got going on here?
It's astrology. It's Mercury, the planets in retrograde, which somehow is kind of going backwards, right? There's some kind of backwards energy going on. So here's what I understand. And I mean, if you observe the world and energy and personalities, and it is amazing. I can't understand like how it works or all that, but there's definitely something in charge that's, you know, kind of creating this little design, you know, that we have going on. So anyway, here's what I understand. Mercury retrograde. If you try to progress, going forward, moving forward, starting new things, that's not the energy. That's not the momentum. It's not going that direction. It's kind of like going on a stream. You're going to go upstream or downstream. It's going to be a little harder to start new things. However, if you have anything from the past, it's kind of like retrograde, looking backwards. So the momentum is going backwards. So if you do anything like complete everything that you've ever, you know, things that you've started in the past, complete. And if you have anything from the past unresolved, like maybe a fight that never got resolved with a buddy or a wife or a girlfriend, you actually have momentum to clean that up, because that's the way the energy's going. It's retro. It's retro, baby.
Okay.
Plus add time and travel, and just no communication, and sometimes a lot of like computer stuff and technology stuff slows down. It's like just like slower. So just add like 10 minutes to your drive usually.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. It sort of makes sense. You know, I was going to say, I hate saying the word nightmare. I got this fucking nightmare. I do, it's a nightmare. And, but it's starting to resolve itself. And, but man, it was, like I said, today was the best day out of the week. And I really got, I was really present, like parts of the day, like I was really just present, like into the present moment, which was so cool because my mind has just been racing and just, you know, focusing on solutions and taking care of business and taking care of things. And so it's a good day today, man. Are you ready for the holidays? Because you said you sound before we got on, you were like sort of, yeah, no. So where are you at?
Well, I mean, the house is decorated, and I have just a few gifts more I want to get. And I feel like I'm missing out on this holiday because normally the holidays are like, oh, cool, I get to get in that spirit of giving no matter what. Like, making cards and doing this, and I actually get high off of that, and I'm thinking, why don't I do that just all the time? I mean, it's not like the world is telling me you have to do it now and not again. So usually I really enjoy the holidays, but I've been looking for work, looking for money, and that's a different mindset of, like, searching for jobs and then doing jobs. It's different than, oh, carefree, you know, I'm off of school, I'm on holiday vacation, all I'm going to do is shop for my mommy and daddy and sisters, you know. That energy's not here, and I don't want to miss out on it, you know. I don't want to miss out on it. And what's interesting is we're talking about Mercury retrograde. So I'm doing this job, right, a video job. And usually, it should have taken 10 minutes to have the video ready. I don't want to explain the whole thing, but having the video ready on my system to edit usually takes about 10 minutes. Just load it. There it is, 10 minutes. I swear to God, it's taken 2 days. And I'm like, right in. I don't want to work on this on Christmas Eve. You know, it's for a Christmas gift for a client. But so that's where I'm at. But it's good to be in the moment. I'm always in the moment with you, Rick. So we get this 30 minutes of in the moment, talking about nothing.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. What's great is my Christmas is pretty spectacular as far as gift giving. And I don't know how this speaks about me. Well, yeah, it's there's not a lot. We don't have kids. There's not a lot of kids in my immediate family. Except for we did have a new addition. My wife's brother had a child, and it's cool. Now, you know, now there'll be a kid to spoil. It'll be great. Kids gonna have amazing Christmases moving forward. So, but we made sort of an agreement with everybody that, you know, if we want something, you know, if we want a nice sweater, we go get it. You know, if we want, you know, if we need things, we get them. And pretty much we have what we need. We don't really, you know, big shoppers. You know, we have what we need. So we told a lot of people, you know, in our immediate family, we don't exchange, you know, so we don't do a lot. I don't have to do a lot of shopping. And then what's great is my wife and I, we don't buy into any holidays. The only holiday that we actually celebrate is our anniversary. And that's just to, you know, signify our, you know, our marriage, and that we have a thing that we do. We go out to dinner at the same place every year and we love it, and it's great. But we don't exchange, so it's awesome. So there's not a lot of pressure of me running around, getting things, doing stuff. I'd probably find the easiest way to do it. You know, all my stuff would probably be on Amazon. But and then Laura does get a couple things for her parents, and her parents are, her father really loves Christmas. So he is very generous as far as, like, we get stockings, and I usually get a stocking and a nice card, but he wraps all of the stocking stuff. Like, I'll get a three pack of gum or something, and it's all wrapped. And I'm like, you know, I'm just amazed at this man's, you know, dedication to just, you know, I'm going to assume, because, you know, anybody who does something that really, really enjoy, he enjoys it, you know? And so there's not a lot of me packing up the car and packing up stuff. There is some stuff that comes home, but for us, it's more about getting together and having a nice meal.
So what is your, like, your house? Does it have a tree? Is it decorated at all?
Oh, my God. My house has nothing.
Oh, it has nothing. Okay.
No.
So
it has.
So Christmas?
Yeah, I'm looking around. Know what I got? There's actually one little figurine of a boy and a girl throwing snowballs at each other on my bookshelf. I can see it from where I'm sitting, but it's literally 3 inches by 2 inches high. So I do have a Christmas decoration. Christmas decoration.
All right. So you don't, and it sounds like you don't miss anything about the holiday, or you didn't, does this reflect anything about, like, when you were growing up? Did you, like, love Christmas, or did it matter?
God. I was Ralphie. Like, I was the kid, you know, you'll shoot your eye out kid. That was me.
Yeah.
I looked like a little bit like him, too. I was chubby, but the only thing is I didn't have blonde hair. I had black hair, I had glasses, terrible glasses, just like he did, that I broke every week. And, I looked forward to it. It was great. You know, I loved Christmas. But then, you know, when I got older, it sort of lost a little bit. And then, you know what, it sort of became some anxiety. And I didn't like it because of all that gift giving. Like, I wanted to I give the perfect gifts. And then when people gave me stuff, like, I didn't want to, like, come off like I didn't like it. But, like, a lot of shit that people got me, I was like, I didn't like. And I'd be like, oh, this is great, you know, and it'd be, like, a big waste. So that's, like, sort of, like, where I was, like, that's why now I'm very happy about how we do it. But, yeah, it was – so it shifted from a kid being very happy and loving Christmas to an adult that had, like, a lot of anxiety about people liking my gifts and me pretending that I like their gifts. Until to now, where it's like there's an understanding with you know, me and my wife and everybody else that, you know, we want to celebrate together and be in the holiday, but we don't need stuff.
Don't need stuff, right, yeah. I think for me it's just being in the spirit of giving and knowing that that's part of my nature and it's a nature that can get lost if I start making it conditional. But if I'm in a state of unconditional giving, like the excitement of simply getting something for another, imagining them smiling. Maybe that's a condition. I don't know. Like if they frown, would I not do it? I don't know. But, you know, that's the spirit that I touch in with. And as we're talking, I'm dedicating myself to realizing it's not about, you know, a master teacher being born or a Christmas tree or any day, you know. I want to dedicate myself to giving from that place. Whatever it is, I'm inspired to, because it actually makes me high, you know? Being in that spirit. So, yeah, but it's like it's available. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's always available. It doesn't have to like, oh, look, Charlie Brown's Christmas is on. Now I can be in that place. There's a tree in my house. Not it, so.
Yeah, wow. I see. I struggle with that. You know, that's I don't know what you would call it. I don't get high off giving. I don't go out of my way to not give. I just sort of like, I'm in a place where like, I got what I need, so don't give me anything. But also like, don't expect anything from me either. Cause we're good. Right. So see, like a classic example is like you and your wife sent like this amazing Christmas card. Like you just like both of you like wrote some personalized shit in it. It was like great. Great pictures, very nicely produced, you know, like all this like cool stuff. I'm like, yeah, we're looking at it. Laura read it. I read it. And then we're like, when are people going to get that? Stop sending us Christmas cards because we're not sending anything back. It's like so funny, you know? It's like so funny because we keep getting Christmas cards. I'm like, they'll get it eventually.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because we don't, we're not like sitting there with our list of, all right, let's see. Oh, yeah, Rick and Laura, we didn't get shit from them, those assholes. You know, it's not that.
I'm glad, man. I'm so glad because I'm like, we loved your card, but you're probably never going to get one from us because we just, you know, again, we just don't do it.
But I'm glad we're having this conversation because it's inspiring me to know that it's enough to create the card, send it off, and even if just to imagine a smile, just to imagine like, oh, they might be lifted up. I mean, we don't know. We can't control your responses. We can't even control the post office. Maybe they'll lose it, you know. But just to do something and just to imagine, like, this could have a positive impact, that's enough. And I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, you know what? And just so you know, we both read it. When we were standing there, my wife read it. She handed it to me. I read it. She giggled. I chuckled. And we definitely got our energy. So here's the deal: mission accomplished. And now, it sort of maybe puts out to me that maybe if I can feel that or get in touch with that, then maybe what I'll do is I can get enrolled. I can enroll myself to do that, to send something personalized to, you know, I'm sure you didn't personalize every card you sent out this holiday, or did you?
We had two different kinds. One card was like a special card that we bought, you know, through the mail, with certain pictures that we created or, you know, used for our own, you know, what we had available. And we would personalize that to each person. I like doing
that. But to the extent of like the ones, the one you gave us, like all those sentences and stuff.
All those sentences. Well, maybe because I'm a writer. I don't know. It's part of my who I am, I guess, as a writer. Like, hey, let me. Because you know, I can't stand. This is what's better than getting a card from you and Laura that says, whatever the card says, and then you just sign it.
Yeah.
Rick. I don't give a shit. I actually look towards, I don't even read what the Hallmark says. You know, I don't even read that. I realize I just read what's the personal stuff, because that's where, you know, that's the real, that's where it's real for me. And so I'd rather receive nothing than, you know, some obligated, you know, your rubber stamp clang. Some guys, some men, they have their wives sign their names even. It's like, oh, my God. I mean, how?
Yeah.
You couldn't even, like, take the energy to sign your fucking name. For some people, right? They have, like, a stamp.
Yeah.
Or their wives sign it for them. So I'd rather have this conversation, hear that you smiled, than get any bullshit, you know, sentiment.
Yeah. But, like, what's going through those people's minds? Because we got some of those cards, too, you know, where they're just, you know, someone's like, oh, you know, at, you know, in November, they're like, oh, shit, I forgot to order the 200 cards. You know, I got to go to the post office. Can you imagine all the, like, the shit that's behind that? Like, all the thought, like, oh, my God. Okay, so, it's coming with envelopes. I got to go get stamps now. Son of a bitch, I got to go sit in the post office. You know, where's that rubber stamp at? You know, Marv, where's the rubber stamp? You know, go to the rubber stamp. Shit, the ink dried up again this year. Now they got to go run out and get ink. It's like, why would you even go through all that?
I think we used the magic phrase that I think would kill any spirit, and it was two words. It was the words, three words. I have to.
If it's ever
I have to, then of course now you're a fucking slave to some kind of system or some kind of, I don't know, culture. Rather than, oh, cool, because, like, my energy is, it's almost like a permission. Christmas is like a permission to be who I really am, which is I get to. Oh, I get to give, and, like, I don't know what the block is for the rest of the time. I don't know. But I want to hold on to this I get to do this, you know. I mean, I was
well,
never
I,
as a kid,
I love
you know?
Yeah, I just so you know, I love that phrase. Like, this whole week, you know, I said that, you don't even know, man. I probably said it about, I'm not crazy, but I probably said it about 25, 30 times this week because of what was going on. I kept saying, I get to do this. I get to be a real estate investor. I get to be a landlord. Like, I get to do this just to keep myself, you know, my context straight. But anyway, I don't want to go off on that. But what would you say to me? So I'm like now, like after everybody listens to the show, they're like, this fucker's the Grinch. You know? He's like, he has one decoration in his house. You know, he doesn't send cards. He laughs at the people that send them to him. He doesn't buy a gift for anybody. He doesn't want anything back from them. You know? Like, that literally, that's pretty much what I said so far. So as me, as Ricky, you know, Rick the Grinch, you know, what would you say, man? Like, to get my little Grinchy heart to grow three sizes this season.
Well, from this conversation, I heard you talk about the magic phrase of I have to, and then it turning, having you look at that. It's like, well, you feel like you have to. I think ultimately resentment would grow out of that in any place. That's why people hate their jobs, because they feel like they have to do things. So I would just, I'd remind you of that kid. I'd remind you of that kid who, like, woke up, you know, ready to put his eye out with the gift that he got, whatever it was. Just, you know, like, where's that kid? And what if that kid had Rick, the adult, as his dad? Like, you know, that kid would be screwed. He'd wake up in the morning, there'd be a 3-inch by 1-inch little thing for him, and he'd be like, I can't put my eye out with that. No, I don't know. That's kind of where I'd go.
Listen, no. When you said it connected me to the time, because I remember when I was a kid. I remember this one time when I was a kid, and I'll never forget it. Christmas, you know, my parents, I guess, you know, they were super quiet. I grew up in Jersey City in a three-floor walk-up, top floor. Actually, no, a 4-floor walk-up. I was on the third floor. A one-bedroom apartment with four people. My father was just got on the job as a police officer. And I'm telling you, my bed was in a hallway because we didn't have, you know, my parents had the bedroom. So my mother was super creative. My sister was in another, it was amazing what she did. But anyway, But I do remember this one time waking up, and it was dark out still. And, you know, I was all excited to get up. And all I could see, because my parents used to do this. My parents didn't wrap everything. My parents used to just take everything out, but they would lay it all over the place. And I remember as a kid, I couldn't see shit because there was no light. You know, there's no light. There's nothing come through the window. But little faint, little glistening of all this stuff across the whole room. And I just got connected to that. So thank you for that past life regression there. And I always speak of regression. So,
retrograde. Right.
Yeah. So that's cool. And from this conversation, I'm committed from now, this point now. So it's, 4:20 Eastern time till Christmas Eve tomorrow to be generous and to exhibit some generosity and to make some people smile and to feel good.
Yeah. Well, I imagine, do you not do that in different ways that where you get to do it rather than you have to follow along the store's terms? You know what I mean? Isn't there ways that you do give?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I do. But here's the thing. Like, I don't feel like it's giving. You know what I'm saying? Like, my idea of giving is like it's something. It costs money and you give it to somebody. Right. But like I do donate my time. I do, I'm generous with my time. I'm generous to people. Like, you know, if someone gives me good service, like I love leaving like a huge tip, not a huge tip, you know, but like probably 50% tip, which is, I always take care of the people that take care of me. Like there's an Indian couple that I see all the time in Dunkin' Donuts and they're great. And, you know, I always make sure that, you know, that I over tip them. Like they call me big boss and we have this little banter that goes back and forth. In any situation where I can give more to people, I do. When I have something that I get like a good lesson or a good gift, I make sure that I share it with as many people that I can. This show, you know, I like what we can share and when we do certain shows on certain topics. Facebook, like I like to share like cool things, and over the years people have told me, hey, you know, this thing really made a difference and thank you for sharing and stuff like that. But so I guess I do, but I guess I just took a mental, you know, inventory of it, but I usually don't, and I usually don't feel like I do. But what I'll do is I'm gonna do my best to be more present to it.
Yeah, and then you could probably ask, you know, your wife and maybe some teammates. You could ask them the question, like, you know, are you receiving from me? And then they might be saying, oh, my gosh, they might list ways that you're giving to them that you don't even know because it's just natural for you. It's not because you have to do it. It's because who you are. I mean, I think you'd be pretty much more of a miserable person if you were really like a Grinch or a Scrooge or full of resentment. I just think you have to do it on your terms. I get that you're a man who has to do things on your terms. Or if you don't, then it's like it breaks you. I think it's true of everyone, but certain people, this is really strong in them, including myself. And I think it's just getting in touch with what you really want to do, who you really are, and knowing that that's enough, you know, ask around. I mean, we wouldn't have noticed, you know, like a missing card or, you know, it would not have been noticed. So that's kind of interesting. You know, you do remind me that there's you ever heard of A Course in Miracles? A Course in Miracles?
I just read Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. It was a book written sort of based on A Course in Miracles.
Yeah, Marianne Williamson, she's huge as a teacher of that. So, yeah, so it's like a manual, and it's got lessons for students. Like there's a lesson per day that people can do. And it all has to do with changing our perception to really see how, life unfolds. And one of the concepts is about giving. And they say most people, the way the brain works, I'm paraphrasing completely, by the way. The way the brain works is when you give, it's like you've lost something. Like, oh, look, I'm giving something. I don't have it anymore. But the truth underneath is giving is proof of having. Giving is proof that you actually have something. So you're continually proving to the world that you have something by giving things away. And the more you give things away, the more you're building up this part of you inside where that you're abundant, that you're rich. So it's like, you know, these misers who have a lot of money, but they're really poor because they're like holding on to their shit. But the, you know, my dad taught me that about generosity, like just to give. It's like puts it into this flow, you know. And
well, you know what's so funny? Because I absolutely have experienced that with flow. Like I've just like out of the blue just been like, and I wasn't like, oh, let me give something so I get something. Like one day, like it was just like one day I was just being really giving. I don't know why. I was just boom. And then lo and behold, like a lot of shit started coming back to me. And I'm like, wow, I'm like, see, this giving stuff is, you know, it is what it is. But here's the thing. Like, I know it. I know how it feels. I read it. I've read tons of stuff on it. But for some reason, I am who I am right now. And here's the great thing that I've actually experienced over the last, I don't know, it's probably last year, was probably a lot of like self-discovery around this, is how much like I would be down on myself now about that. So now I sort of like get it. Like I know it, like I'm present to it. I accept it, but I'm not beating myself up over it. Like I'm not like, oh, you're an asshole. Like I usually, like I say, like the Grinch, you know, like I'm not really owning being the Grinch because I know, you know, I know who I am. But yeah, it's like, I get it. And I don't know. I just, maybe 2017, it's that's a muscle I'm going to want to grow and flex, you know, to just be more open and giving of everything, just like in context.
Yeah. Let me ask you, do you believe that giving costs money?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really concerned. I'm not concerned with money. It's not like I have money falling on, you know. It's more of I'm very protective of my time. So I don't know subconsciously if I think that I'm more generous with my money that it will affect my time. You know, I don't know.
Well, I think some people get lost in thinking, well, I can't give you anything because I don't have any money. And, like, we have some friends that have some kids. Like, you know, we'll get gifts and everything like that. And they feel bad because, well, we can't get you anything. And me and my wife are thinking, you could have your kids draw a picture. I mean, you know, just a little creativity says that you don't have to pay. You don't have to go to a store to give. I mean, sometimes I've gotten texts from a man on my men's team. And it's like, oh, I feel so given to. It was a text. It didn't cost even that much time, you know, or definitely no money, but my Lord, it's just, I think people got creative and I think the money thing gets in the way, maybe even the time thing gets in the way of considering that we can just give and uplift others, like so, in so many instances, you know, even when
you
I go
what,
to
that's
a...
true.
Go ahead.
No, I just, you know, it just got me present to something. I saw a guy in eviction court this morning. See, there's the Grinch again. the people during Christmas. So I saw a kid who I mentored and I saw him and he was great. He was, you know, he's there, he's dressed in a suit. He was representing himself. His tenant didn't show up. So he got judgment for possession. So he didn't really have to do much after that, except, you know, file for possession and do a lockout a couple weeks down the road. But I sent him a text. I said, hey, man, good seeing you. You know, way to show up big and, you know, in landlording. And he sent something back, and I just said, yeah. I said, listen, man, I said, I'm just proud of you. I said, you'll be good at, you know, you'll be good at this. I go, you'll be a good investor. I said, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you. He's like, I know that meant something to him, my words telling him that. And I do believe it, you know, because he's a go-getter. So I guess that's a form of giving. Maybe I just don't recognize my giving, you know?
When I go to the, we got less than a minute. I'm just going to finish on this and then we'll say a few more things. Right. But I go to the store. I go to the restaurant. There's a waitress or waiter. Think of a funny line, say it. They laugh. Boom. That's just like, and of course I give them no tip, but no, that's the joke.
Stiff amount of tip.
But, there's your tip right there. So we got about 30 seconds. Again, this is a show about nothing. It became about Christmas and giving. You never know what's going to happen with Rick and Jim on With All Due Respect. Thank you, Rick, for a great show. Another great show.
Yep, another great show. Another fast 30 minutes. And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yep, so for all of you, have a great holiday and get onto Facebook, With All Due Respect. We will see you next time.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.